Lesson 5 contains some isolated pronunciation changes that take place in consonants. One of them is the medial T becoming a D, just like it does in most American dialects. In Texas, we're not going to say British, matter, after, better. It's going to just be British, matter, after, better. The Cincinnati batter was better at the bottom of the ninth. The beautiful British writer scattered the letters. Not scattered the letters, scattered the letters. Not much different than the rest of the country when that medial T comes between two vowels. ING endings in Texas almost all the time, especially in colloquial speech, you can drop the G part. Ripping, dipping, writing, finding. The stockings were being stuffed with bright wrapping. The meeting hall is filling with men straightening their ties. By the way, when you have ING or INK inside the stem of a word, it's sometimes going to become a long A. I don't think so. Let's sing the song. What's that thing? Basically, dropping that G ending in the verb ending and changing it to an ank or ang in the stem.